USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. One of Russia's biggest attacks yet on Ukraine sent more than 70 missiles at the country on Friday. It knocked out power in the second biggest city and forced Kyiv to implement emergency blackouts nationwide. Officials saying at least 12 people have died. Emergency crews pulling the body of a toddler from the rubble early Saturday. Thousands more migrants have packed shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. as Title 42. The restrictions that have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. for the past 2.5 years is set to be lifted next week after a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday. Conservative states made a push to keep Title 42 in place after a judge last month set November 21st as the deadline for the federal government to end the practice that was put in place by former President Donald Trump in 2020 on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Emails from the FBI to Twitter released Friday show the Bureau flagged specific users for the social media company to take action against. Among them are 24 accounts that were flagged on November 3rd. Neither side has commented on the matter. Meanwhile, new documents reveal how the U.S. government used a secret portal to censor COVID-19 content on Twitter that contradicted the narrative, according to documents obtained by America First Legal. And Elon Musk is having a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
Correspondent Corey Myers reporting 7 college football bowl games planned for this Saturday, including Cincinnati and Louisville kicking things off at 11 a.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk, fearing for his own personal safety and blocking certain reporters from access to Twitter. All the while, suspicions among Republican lawmakers continue to arise relating to the ongoing rollout of Musk's 2020 Twitter files dump.
It sure looks like this was a cozy relationship, and you had big government, big media, big tech colluding to keep critical information from the American people, again, just days and weeks before the most important election we have.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan speaking about purported revelations surrounding past Twitter company documents, which appear to show certain former managers made decisions favoring leftist politicians. Meanwhile, Democrats are now loudly criticizing Musk for banning those reporters' accounts. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania school district bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children.
The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after children return from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Dave Collins.
Hundreds of tourists are stranded in Machu Picchu due to protests in Peru. Former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and arrested earlier this month after he announced he was going to dissolve their Congress. Machu Picchu's Mayor Darwin Baca said people from all over the world, including Americans, are among those stranded. Baca's requested helicopters to get those tourists out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.